This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
We are very excited to speak to our next guest. They are one half of the biggest things to happen on our airwaves. They even took over the years to TV screens, making Australia laugh even more. But it's been 5 years since these lifelong friends finished travelling around the world for the award-winning rating show. And they are back with a brand new adventure.
Have you figured out who it is?
You did not.
It's Welcome Andy Lee.
Stop it.
Hey, guys. How are you? I was just speaking to your producer or someone there at reception called Andy, because you called through while I was still on air at Nova. So I just had to say, sorry, guys, Nova, Tom and Mikey are still here. We put Andy to air across Melbourne on Nova. Look, I've walked straight out of there for the more important show, Tom and Mikey's talk.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, what a man.
We're very excited. Look, we should get on, Andy. We did bring you here for a reason as well. You've got a brand new show starting this Sunday night on Channel 9 called Hamish and Andy's Perfect Holiday. Tell us, what are we in store for?
Well, it's probably our perfect holiday. I'm not sure if too many travel agents will be listing the things that we did as regular holiday goers. But the whole thing kicked off with a figure eight bus race that Hamish surprised me with. The concept of this show was we can't agree on everything when you travel. That often happens. But what we decided to do is create activities for each other on alternate days, surprise each other. So essentially, we've gone through America. And every second day, I'm surprised it's been from Hamish and vice versa.
Oh, that's so whack.
Was I right in seeing a picture of you wearing a helmet with meat on it on Instagram? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, Hamish. I mean, again, we also pack peculiar things just to get past customs. But yeah, we were up on a glacier in Alaska with some huskies that are getting ready for dog sledding, and Hamish has brought along a meat suit.
As you do.
And organised the race between me and the dog, which people will see in the second half.
Well, all I can imagine, I've seen you guys plenty of times, there's going to be a lot of naked runs going on, because you don't mind getting your pants off, young men. Yeah.
So he gets the gay view.
Yeah, look, in the past there's been a bit of that. There wasn't too much cause for it. These days, Hamish is much fitter than I am as well, so I try to avoid being naked around him. Back in the day, early 2000s, the late 2000s, I was a much better chance to take my top off and look better by comparison.
Now, back in the day, you put Hamish in a mitten that had ants in it, like fire ants in it, that bit his hand. Is there any stunts like that that are potentially life-changing in this new series?
I would say, it was fire in his hands, fire in the mouth, you'll see on a Sunday night, because I managed to track down the hottest chili in the world, never been eaten by humans, and served it up to Haim to see if he'd do it. It's incredible what the body does when it's met by, not just hot at Nando's, extreme heat from hell, I think this would be the next category.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, Andy, as you can hear, my little young co-host here, Mikey, is such a big fan of you guys. So all I ever hear when we're doing show prep is, Hamish and Andy, do it this way on radio, and Hamish and Andy, do it that way.
You're calling me out, righto. Last show in the cell, I'm treated.
But what I want to know, if you guys remember, he once actually interviewed you guys and he dropped a chessboard all over you. Do you remember him ever trying to
do that? I do remember that.
Oh.
Oh, no. So years of us saying they won't remember.
No, we absolutely remember that. Was that in Sydney?
That was in Sydney, yeah.
You totally remember that.
Yeah. Josh, yeah.
You were very dapper, though. You looked very handsome when you came in.
Oh,
and
the nice
stop. Jacket, so.
He's a very good-looking man, but so as you can tell, he's dying to be a radio god like yourselves. You got any, advice for him to introduce him into stardom?
Oh, no, he's already well on his way. Obviously, just act like you're a star before you get there. Hamish mentioned during the week that it was important for us to get portraits of ourselves and et cetera in the house before we even did anything. And I think that just kind of sets the tone.
That's awesome.
Well, it has been 20 years and you guys have been a long time together. How does it last?
Look, I have to pay Hamish in monthly instalments. It's a reasonable price. It goes up with the price index every year of inflation. yeah, $700 for him to be my friend, I think it's a good deal.
Yeah, it is. Well, Tom, you should start paying me. Andy, look, thank you so much for chatting with us. Perfect Holiday is coming out really, really soon. How soon, Thomas?
Australia's favourite funny men are back on the road to North America with Hamish and Andy. The Perfect Holiday premieres this Sunday, November the 17th at 7 p.m. on Nine and Nine Now.
That's so excited.
Phenomenal. Really excited. Thank you so much, Andy.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.